Good. 早上好.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh, come on, people of God. 早上好. Good morning.
Good morning. 大家早上好.
It's good to see everybody.
非常高兴能够见到大家.
Several years ago, when I first visited China, I read a Chinese novel.
几年前我去中国的时候，我读了一篇中国的小说.
It was called Hong Lou Meng.
他叫这个小说的名字叫《红楼梦》。红楼梦,
yes, right. Thank you, 谢谢你. And I guess in English, for my English friends, it's called The Dream of the Red Chamber, or sometimes The Dream of the Red Mansions.
所以对英文的名字就叫 The Dream of a Red Chamber.
Now, it was a very interesting book for me.
这是个非常有趣的小说.
And it helped me in my early understanding of Chinese culture and history.
帮助我能够了解中国的历史和文化.
It takes place in 18th century China, and I find that household, the nobleman's household or the aristocrat's household, was both fascinating and enormous, 很大的.
这个故事发生在大概公元18世纪，那个时候呢，有一个很大的一个家族，那个家族有非常非常的有钱，金碧辉煌，当然这家族里面也有很多的人.
Now, it had a lot of rules, very complex rules, that needed to be followed in order for the household to be run correctly.
所以呢，为了维持这个家族个人之间的关系呢，所以他们就制定了一个非常复杂的这道家法.
And the goal, of course, was to achieve harmony and happiness for everyone.
这个家法的目的呢，就是让这个家族的每个人能够和谐的、快乐的生活在这个大家庭里面.
But unfortunately, there was a lot of sadness in the household.
但是我们都知道，《红楼梦》里面也同样发生了很多悲惨的故事。
Now, in today's message, we will see how God's rules and laws for His household, for the Israelites.
今天我们也可以看到神为他的家人，或者是他的选民以色列人所制定的法律。
These laws were given to them for the same purpose.
这个法律给他们也是为了同样的目的。
To achieve harmony and unity as well as happiness and peace for his people in the running of this household.
所以就是为了他家里的人，就是以色列人可以和谐的、合一的、快乐的生活在一起.
Because he was preparing them to enter into the promised land.
因为这时候神正在为他们准备带他们到应许之地.
You know, sometimes when we keep rules and regulations, we say, oh man, I don't know if I can do this.
有时候我们在审理人的法律的时候，我们经常会说，我们根本就做不到这些事情。
But God's purpose was not to burden His people.
神治理法律的目的不是要把一个重担发在他的选民的身上。
He wanted to show them how to live.
他只是让他的选民去显明他的旨意，让他们怎样的去生活。
I mean, they had this new relationship with this God of the universe, and they had been slaves for 400 years.
在他们受奴隶400年之后，他们必须与这个创造宇宙万物的主建立一个新的关系。
So what did they know about any of this?
这些以色列人对这些一点也不知道。
So today we will discuss God's intention for these laws, for His people, and how we should apply them to our own lives.
所以今天我们会讨论神制定法律的目的，而且我们怎样用这些法律用在我们的实际生活当中。
Let's take a look at the very first slide.
我们可以看一下第一章。
Oh, maybe not. Okay. If the first slide were there, there it is. God's case for living. That's what it's called.
对，在这边就是说到神为他的选民，为他的选民的生活所制定的法律。
Or it could also be called God's way to approach life. God starts off here, and I hope you have your Bibles today in Exodus 21:1, saying, "These are the laws you are to set before them."
我希望大家今天会有圣经。 神从这里开始就是出埃及记第21章第一节，说到你在百姓面前所要立的典章是这样的。Because
God's purpose was to show His people how to live with wisdom and an understanding of His character.
因为神是想人们在了解神的了解他的时候，有着智慧，也有着他的理解。He
wanted to show them how to live with love and obedience, applying the intention of the law.
当他想他的百姓在要明白他设立律法的目的时候，能够有凭着爱和顺服。
And he also wanted to show them how to live with boundaries, following the law's principles.
所以他同样希望他百姓在跟随服从这些律法的时候是有着一定的界限。
Now these were not only physical boundaries; these were spiritual boundaries.
这个界限呢，界限不仅仅是物理上的界限，而且是我们灵里面的界限。
So let's pray about this and discuss it further.
那我们先祷告。
Father in heaven, we're grateful we have the opportunity again to meet together and to study your word.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你给我们有这样一个机会，大家一起来聚集，来学习你的话语。
God, open our minds and hearts to what your Holy Spirit has to say.
主啊，开启我们的心，让我们能够听见圣灵的说话。
May we glorify you in our meeting together this morning.
当我们在学习你话语的时候，能够听得见。
Give the one who is speaking his sins, we would see Jesus only.
让我们能够领受耶稣基督所教导我们的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's open up our Bibles. I hope all of you have a Bible. If you don't, you're going to need one. There's going to be a lot of biblical references this morning.
大家如果没有圣经的话，可以找到圣经。我们今天要读很多的圣经。
And we're going to start by opening up to Exodus chapter 21.
我们一起把圣经打开到出埃及记第二十一章。
Now this is a very long chapter, so you're going to have to be patient with me in getting through it.
这是个非常长的这一章，所以大家在跟我一起走过的时候，希望大家能有耐心。
We are going to discuss primarily the major points, but we will read through the entire chapter.
我们会着重说几点，但是我们会把整个一章来读完。
At least down to verse 32.
一直到从第一节一直到第三十一节。
Please stand up with me, and if you can read the text up there, God bless you. I hope you can. But if not, it's also in your Bibles.
我们大家一起起立来读这段圣经。我希望大家能够看得见。如果看不见的话，这些圣经还一直在我们的圣经上面。
Let's stand up together. We're going to start with verses 1 through 11. We're going to read verses 1 through 11 in English first.
我们一起用英文读第一节到第十一节。
These are the laws you are to set before them. If you buy a Hebrew servant, he is to serve you for 6 years. But in the 7th year, he shall go free without paying anything. If he comes alone, he is to go free alone. But if he has a wife when he comes, she is to go with him. If his master gives him a wife, and she bears him sons or daughters, the woman and her children shall belong to her master, and only the man shall go free. But if the servant declares, I love my master and my wife and children, and do not want to go free, then his master must take him before the judges. He shall take him to the door or the doorpost and pierce his ear with an awl. Then he will be his servant for life. If a man sells his daughter as a servant, she is not to go free as male servants do. If she does not please the master who has selected her for herself, he must let her be redeemed. He has no right to sell her to foreigners because he has broken faith with her. If he selects her for his son, he must grant her the rights of a daughter. If he marries another woman, he must not deprive the first one of her food, clothing, and marital rights. If he does not provide her with these three things, she is to go free without any payment of money. All right, let's go to the next slide. All right, we're going to take verses 12 through 21. We're going to recite that in Chinese. And so...
从第十二节一直读到第二十一节，打人以致打死的，必要把他治死。人若不是埋伏者杀人，乃是神交在他手中，我就设下一个地方，他可以往那里逃跑。人若任意用诡计杀了他的邻舍，就是逃到我的坛那里，也当捉去把他打死。打父母的，必要把他治死。拐带人口或者把人卖了，或是留在他手下，必要把他治死。咒骂父母的，必要把他治死。人若彼此相争，这个用石头或是拳头打那个，尚且不至于死，不过躺卧在床，若能再扶上而出，赖打他的可算无罪。要将他耽误的功夫用钱赔补，便要叫他全然医好。人要用棍子打卢布或背驴，溺死死在他手下的，他必要受罚。 若不听才使的，就可以不受洗，因为是用钱买的。人若彼此争斗，we stop here.
Yes, okay. And for verses 22 to 32, we're going to read it together, both in English and in Chinese. Let's go ahead and finish it up. Let's read it together. If people are fighting and hit a pregnant woman and she gives birth prematurely, but there is no serious injury, the offender must be fined whatever the woman's husband demands in the court of law. If there is serious injury, he has to take life for life. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, bruise for bruise. An owner who hits the female slave in the eye and destroys it must let the slave go free to compensate for the eye. And an owner who knocks out the tooth of a male or female slave must let the slave go free to compensate.
牛若注视男人或是女人，总要用石头打死那牛，却不可吃他的肉。牛的主人可算无罪。好若那牛素来是富人的，有人报告了牛主，他竟不把牛拴着，以致把男人或是女人注视，就要用石头打死那牛。牛主也必致死。若凡他赎命的价钱，他必照所赎的赎他的命。人若住了人的儿子或是女儿，必照这虐待你；人若住了奴仆或婢女，必将三十舍客勒给他们的主人，也要用石头把牛打死。
The owner must pay 30 shekels of silver to the master of the slave, and the bull is to be stoned to death. Phew, you may be seated.
大家请坐。
好 now aren't you glad you're saved by grace?
我们难道不是很高兴我们是因着神的恩典而得救的吗？
You know, this is just the beginning of the laws. If you had to keep all of the Jewish laws, just imagine how you would feel every day.
这只不过是犹太律法的仅仅一小开始的一小部分。我们想象一下，如果我们看到整个一般律法，我们要花多少的时间？
You probably say, wow, which ones did I miss today?
我们经常每天都要问，哎呦，今天我们
触犯
了哪条律法？
And I hope none of you are doing that now.
我们希望每一个人都不在那个里面。
All right, let me give you some background, discuss some of the major points here. We're not going to look at every single verse, but we are going to discuss some of the major points.
现在我们下面来讨论一下这个的背景，还有一些主要的点。因为我们今天不会主点讨论，只是把主要的拿出来。
Okay, and as I said before, you will need your Bibles. Take a look now at Exodus chapter 19 and Exodus chapter 20.What have the Israelites just been given?
我说今天我们要需要圣经，所以我们现在把圣经打开，看看我们以前的出埃及记第十九节第十九章和第二十章，我们看看以色列人在这之前做了些什么事情，或者是神做了些什么事。
Ten Commandments, yes.
在二十章，神向以色列人传了他的十诫。
They've just been given the Ten Commandments. It's right up there. And now God is saying, I have to explain this to you, what it means and how you should apply them to your lives.
神在颁布他十诫以后，这时候他神要向以色列人阐明或者详述他给他们的律法，然后让以色列人知道如何在他们的生活中用这些律法。
Now the laws described the way they are here in Exodus chapter 21, they're called case laws.
我们这些律法所在这个21章所讨论的律法的时候是叫做条例法事件法事件法就是建立在每一件事情之上的法律
As I said up there it's based on situations in everyday life but it's conditional it's based on if this happens then this is what we should do about it
这是每天都要发生的事情建立在一个条件下就是说如果这件事情发生了你就要这样去做
Now, if you take a quick scan at Exodus 19 and 20, God has been very clear from the very beginning that these laws are important because they are an expression of His character. This is what He's like. That's why He wants them to keep these laws.
如果我们看出埃及记第十九章和第二十章的时候，我们会发现神给以色列人颁布这些律法很重要，因为这些律法反映了神的本性。所以神想让以色列人按照他的本性来生活。
And this is how he wants his people to live as they enter into the promised land and our example to the other nations.
这也是神希望在以色列人进入应许之地以后所过的生活方式为其他的民族做一个样本。
Now we also want to know about something about how the laws are to be applied to people.
我们也希望能够知道这些律法怎样的适用到人身上。
Look at Exodus chapter 21, verse 6.
我们可以看一下第二十一章第六节。
Then his master must take him before the judges.
他上面说到，他的主人要把他带到审判官那里。
And if you look at verse 22, it mentions the courts.
在二十二节也提到了这个法庭。
So what these guidelines are for, they are for the judges to administer justice.
所以这些律法呢，是为了那些法官或者是长老，当他们在审判的时候所遵循的法律。
And you might have noticed some things in the law, the case laws that we're familiar. They still provide guidance to our legal system today.
如果我们看到这些条例法的时候，实践法的时候，我们可以看到这些法律现在也适用在我们现在的法律体系里面。
Let's go to the next slide.
我们看下一章。
Okay, so we're going to take a look now at the first of these case laws, and we're going to see how to apply them to our own lives today.
我们会看一些这些法律，然后看一些他们怎样在应用在我们生活当中。
Let's start off with wisdom and understanding of God's character.
我们首先要用我们的智慧和理解去看一下神的本性。
This is kind of a lesson in how to study the Bible.
这也是其实是我们如何的去学习圣经。
When you have something this complex, you have to start off by saying to yourself, why is this here? Why did God say this way? Did he say something before this passage? And did he say something after this passage that I should pay attention to?
当我们打开圣经的时候，看一个复杂的事情的时候，我们要想一下为什么神把这一章放在这儿，我们得往前看一看和往后看看，把这一章放在前后的内容里面。
To look at what he says before, look at Exodus chapter 19, verse 5.
我们可以看一下出埃及记第十九章第五节。
Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. And verse 6, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
在第五节说到如今你们若实在听从我的话遵守我的约就要在万民中做属我的子民。而在第六节又说到你们要归我做祭司的国度做圣洁的国民。
And after this passage, God says in Exodus chapter 23, if you flip over to Exodus chapter 23, verse 20.
当神在说完这以后，我们翻到下面一章，就是出埃及记第二十三章第二十节，神这样说。
I don't think it's up there, but it says, See, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way and to bring you to the place I have prepared. Pay attention to him and listen to what he says.Do not rebel against him. He will not forgive your rebellion since my name is in him.
他说看了我差遣使者在你前面在路上保护你引导你到我所预备的地方去。他是奉我名来的你们要在他面前谨慎听从他的话不可惹他因为他必不赦免你们的过犯。
This is probably the same angel that was sent before the Israelites and stood as a pillar of fire between them and the Egyptians.
这个天使可能是在以色列人出埃及的时候用云柱和火柱指引埃及人的。
So God is letting the Israelites know how serious this is. His angel will destroy their enemies, but since he is his God with them, he will not tolerate disobedience.
神在这时候是想让以色列知道这个神是对这件事情是非常的严肃非常认真的。他的天使可以在以色列人面前打败以色列人的仇敌同样这个天使也不会容忍以色列人对神的反叛
He would have to punish them severely.
如果以色列人不顺从神的时候这个天使也会处罚以色列人
Now what's a severe punishment?
这是一些非常严重的处罚
When you grew up, when you were growing up whether it was in China or in the United States and you did something wrong and you knew it was wrongWhat would your parents do to you?
如果我们在不论是在中国或者美国长成的时候，当我们做错了一些事情的时候，我们的父母会怎么做
？Perhaps you forgot a chore you were supposed to do, or maybe you brought home a bad grade, or maybe you broke your mother's most expensive china.
我们有时候可能是一些事情家务事没有做，或者我们考得不好，或者我们不小心打坏了妈妈最好的一个瓷器。
You know what would happen?
我们会被父母处罚
or worse, right?
打屁股或者是更坏的。
This is like 10 times worse than that.
而神的天使对以色列人处罚比这个要坏十倍百倍。
I mean, you have no idea how God can be creative with punishments.
我们没有办法想象神的审判是如何。
So I'm going to give you one example. You know, once the Israelites, they didn't keep this, and they questioned God and Moses. You know, like sometimes kids, you might question your parents, why can't I go? How come it has to be like this?
我给大家举个例子，有一次以色列人对神的供应有怀疑，就像我们有时候对父母有怀疑一样，说，哎，我们为什么要这样做呢？
You know, kids, you might just get slapped by your parents.
最坏的也不过是不是挨妈妈一巴掌。
If you talk back to your boss, he might just say, "How dare you be insubordinate to me?"
如果我们这样对老板说的话，老板只会说，哎，你怎么敢这样对我说话？
But when you talk back to God, you know what happens?
当我们这样对神有怀疑的时候，大家知道什么发生了吗？
He just said to them, "Moses, you stand over here, and let those other people stand over there." And if he opened up the ground and swallowed them all up.
神就对摩西说，你站在这边啊，那些啊挑战你的人或者挑战我的人站在那边，神一让地打开，这些人都被地去吞噬进去。
There was an earthquake and everybody died.
那就是一个地震，把所有的人都吃了进去。
So God can be very creative with his punishments.
神对他的自己的处罚是非常有创造力。
But the point was this. He was letting them know, you're special, you're holy, but you're not special and holy if you act like they do.
但是神在这里边他主要的一点说，你们是我的选民，你们是圣洁的，但是你不会成为我的选民，也不会成为圣洁，如果你们做了这些事情。
That's why he let them know the angel is not going to forgive you if you mess up.
这就是他为什么让以色列之教他所差派的天使不会原谅这些以色列人，如果以色列人没有顺服神的话。
Now we live in under slightly different circumstances now, but the goal is still the same. Look at verse 25 so you'll see God's goal here. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. Take a look at that.
但是现在我们有时候会有一些不同的情况，但是主要的观点或者主要的内容还是一样的。我们可以看一下
23:23, chapter 23, verse 25, the second half of it says, I will take away sickness from among you, and none will miscarry or be barren in your land. I will give you a full life.
在那个对23章或者是23章22节到25节的时候所说，他说我到这边来的时候，我是既不让你们生病，而且我在这个地上的时候是让你的在地的日子能够满足。
God's character is that he lives forever and he wants those who are his people to live forever with him.
神的旨意其实是让他说喜悦的民能够和他一道永远在一起。
But in order to do that, we as well as they had to reflect his holiness.
但是我们所要做的就是我们要顺从神，而且成为他圣洁的选民。
So we looked at what happened before the passage, we looked at what God is saying after the passage, and now we're going to look at the passage itself, and we're going to break it into two sections.
我们看过了在这一章前面所发生的，我们也看到了这一章后面神的应许，那我们现在就在看这一章，我们会把这一章分作两部分。
This is about living in love and obedience with the law's intention. What does God intend? Not just what is written, but what does God mean by that?
我们在这里面要学习用爱和顺服来明白神设立律法的目的。
We'll take a look at two sections here. He talks about Hebrew servants in chapter 21, verses 2 through 11, and he talks about injuries, personal injuries in verses 12 through 32.
在这里面我们会看两部分，第一部分是从第二节到第十一节，讲到的是关于仆人的事和奴隶的事情，第二部分是从第十二节到第三十二节，是关于这个个人伤害的事情。
There's a bad word in the first section, in verses 2 through 11, what is it?
在第十二节到第二节到第十一节有一个很坏的词，大家知道是什么词吗？
What's the bad word in today's society?Slavery.
Slavery.
Slavery.
奴隶
It's a bad word here. I don't mean a curse word, but it has a bad connotation, whether it's here in the United States, whether it's in China or any place else in the world, slavery is not supposed to exist. But in some form, it exists here in the U.S. In some form, it exists in China. In some form, it exists in the Middle East and other countries.
奴隶制对于我们来说是一个很坏的这个词，但是呢，现在我们虽然说没有废除了奴隶制，但这个概念或者是这个操作，无论是在美国、在中国还有其他国家，都依然存在。
Now, years ago, slave owners in the United States used to use this passage to say, this passage says that slavery is okay.
在多年以前，在美国的蓄奴制支持者，他们用这一段说，其实奴隶制度既然在圣经里面说明它是合理的。
Slavery is not okay.
奴隶制是不是一个合理的制度。
Slavery is not okay.
奴隶制是不是合理的。
But the problem for them is that slavery was already a part of the culture.
但是在当时的以色列这个地方呢，就是奴隶制只不过其实已经是在他们文化中间存在很久了。
It wasn't just Israelites who came out of Egypt. Some of the people who owned slaves came out of Egypt, and some of them still had their servants with them.
当以色列人在埃及为奴的时候，他们中间有一些也是有着他们自己家有奴隶，而且他们出埃及的时候也把那些奴隶跟他们一起带了出来。
Because they wanted to remain that way.
因为他们会一直是保持那样的操作方法。
So what they're trying to say here is, since slavery is already a part of your culture, the intention here is this is how you are to treat them. Don't abuse them. Don't mistreat them.
神在这里设立这个律法的时候，只不过是告诉以色列人，既然奴隶制在你们生活，在你们文化当中已经存在了，所以你们对待这些奴隶要用另外一种方式，不能再虐待他们。
Look at verse 20. Remember I said you're going to have to read your Bibles on this one. Look at verse 20.
我们看一下第20节。
Look at verse 26.
我们再看一下第26节。
Look at verse 27.
和27节。
When you look at these verses, you will get the indication that the goal is eventually to free people as slaves.
如果我们看这些章节的时候，我们会发现这些律法最终的目的是为了让这些奴隶得到自由。
Because you see, God's ultimate goal was to free us from slavery to sin.
因为神的最终的目的是让我们从罪的捆绑中
自由。And when you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 21,
如果我们看哥林多前书第七章第二十一节的时候，
it says, look, if you were a slave when you became a Christian, you can remain that way, but if you can be free,It is better to do that.
他说你们这是说到你们是做奴隶的时候蒙召的吗？虽然你们那时候还不能得到自由，但是你们所得到的比自由更好。
Back over to Exodus chapter 21, verse 2. But in the seventh year, the slave goes free.
在出埃及记第21章第二节说到，到第七年的时候，犹太人的奴隶会自由自在的出去。
Verse 3, if he comes alone, he is to go free alone, but if he has a wife, when he comes, she is to go with him.
第三节，他若是孤身来，就可以孤身去；他若是有妻子，他的妻子可以和他一同出去得自由。
If it was a woman who was a servant or a slave, the goal was to treat her fairly.
如果是一个女的奴隶，主要的目的是能够让这个女的奴隶得到公正的
As if she was married to the owner.
如果这个卑女或者奴隶嫁给了这个他的主人。
He was even to consider her as a wife for his son if it was appropriate.
如果他这个嫁给了他的儿子，他甚至要把这个女的奴隶看成是他儿子的妻子。
Now slavery is outlawed today.
当然奴隶制在今天是非法的。
But the application for our lives still holds if we have servants or people who work for us.
这个观念同样是适用在我们生活当中。如果我们是老板，有一些人为我们工作，
They are to be treated as friends or family.
他们应该被看作是我们的朋友，甚至是我们家庭的一个部分。
And Jesus himself provided us the example.
因为耶稣基督为我们做了榜样。
Look at John chapter 15, verse 15.
我们可以把圣经翻到约翰福音第15章第15节。
His followers have been following him and they have been serving him. They were like servants to him.
他的门徒们已经跟随他很长时间了，他们就像是他的门徒就像是他的
But in John chapter 15, verse 15, he says, no longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends.
在第15章第15节, 耶稣基督说, 以后我不再称你们为仆人, 因为仆人不知道主人所做的事, 我乃称呼你们为朋友。
Now, this is important because even among Christians, there are some people today in Middle East countries, as well as in China and other places, that have their servants sleep on top of the washing machines and dryers. They don't even give them a bed to sleep on.
这是非常重要的，因为现在在一些中东的国家，有时候是在中国或者在亚洲，他们有一些甚至在基督徒当中，有一些主人他们把让自己的仆人睡在洗衣机或者烘干机上面搭一张床，他们甚至没有床可以睡。
Or they have them sleep in conditions they would not have their own children live and sleep in.
他们的条件是这样的不好，所以他那些仆人们甚至没有机会能够结婚生孩子。
They have them work in the most abominable conditions.
他们经常生活在一个让人不能够忍受的一些环境里。They're
called sweatshops. I don't know how to translate sweatshops. They're called sweatshops in New York, in LA, in San Francisco. They're sweatshops. How do you, Junfan, someone sure, sweatshops?
我们没有听过这个词叫做scratch shop. What's it called?
Sweat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 就是说在纽约或者在洛杉矶，他们有一些地下的制衣工厂，他们管这个叫做血汗工厂，就是老板们残酷的剥削那里面的工人。
And how many people, if they have servants, would ever consider allowing their son or daughter marry their servant?
当我们有多少这些主人能够容忍他的仆人和他的儿子或者是女儿去结婚？
Especially if they're from a different race.
特别是那些仆人和主人在不同的属于不同的种族的话。
But as Christians, we should be able to allow for that. If it's appropriate. If the circumstances fit it, God says, that's okay.
但是作为基督徒，如果这是合宜的话，我们应该鼓励这样去做。
When we lived in Hong Kong many years ago, we took our maid out for her birthday.
当我多年以前在香港的时候，我们有一个仆人。
She wanted to hear her favorite singer perform in a concert hall.
这个仆人呢，想去参加这个歌星们在演唱厅的音乐会。
When we told her, yes, we would do that for her, she was so nervous.
当我们告诉她, hey, 我们可以带你去听这个音乐会,她这个仆人非常非常的紧张。
Do you know why? No one, none of her previous supervisors or masters, whatever you want to call it, had ever treated her like this.
为什么呢? 因为她以前从来没有人这样对她做过。
She said to us, you're the first family that has made me feel like a real person.
他对Craig他们一家说，你们是第一个，第一家让我觉得自己是一个完完全全真正的人。And
she eventually became a Christian.
这个仆人最终变成了一个基督徒。This is what
I want you to learn from this passage.
这就是我希望大家在这个神的这一段章节里面，圣经章节里面所学习的。This is about how
you treat people who work in your household, servants, and other people around you.
这就是我们神学让我们所做的，对于我们周围的人，对于服侍我们的人所做的。Now
let's take a look at the section about personal injuries.
我们看一个下一面一部分，就是关于个人伤害的律法。Verses
12 through 32.
从第12节到第32节。We'll
go through it very quickly.
我们会快快的说。What
we're taking at is, and what God wants you to understand is how important to Him people created in His image are.
在这一段，神其实是要强调人的价值。这个因为人是照着神的形象造。You
know, God takes murder personally.
我们知道神把这个谋杀看的是非常非常的个人化。Verses
12 through 17, if you take a quick look at that, chapter 21, verses 12 through 17.
如果我们读12节，21章第12节到17节的时候，
And verse 23 specifically indicated that a person was to be put to death if they killed someone else or kidnapped them.
在这里面明明白白的说，如果有人杀坏、谋杀另外一个人，或者是绑架另外一个人的话，这个 人会被致死。
It's because kidnapping was considered to be man-stealing.
因为我们看到这个绑架就像是偷人一样。
Or woman-stealing.
或者是偷女人。
You stole a life.
你仍然是活着的。
Put him to death.
就会把他那些人去处死，不管你绑架的这个人是活了还是死了，绑架者都会被处死。
And the intention here was not that God wanted you to be careful about being in an argument. In other words, don't get so angry when you're in an argument that you might end up killing that person or hurting them.
在这一段，神并不是说当你发怒的时候应该小心一点，告诉你这一点，说你要小心一点，免得你把别人给打死。
What God was trying to say is take life seriously. People are made in my image. That means that if you do something to that image, you have done something to me.
神只是告诉我们尊重人的生命，因为人是照着神的形象造的。如果我们伤害了人的话，其实就是伤害了神。
You know how seriously God takes it?
你们知道神是怎样的严肃对待这件事情的吗？
Jesus tells us, if you have hate for your brother or sister in your heart, you are guilty of murder in God's eyes.
耶稣说，如果你恨，在心里恨你的兄弟或者是姐妹，你在神的面前已经犯了谋杀罪。
We're going to jump down to some of the other laws here now. Let's look at verse 24.
我们到其他的法律可以看一下24章24节。
It says, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot.Burn for burn, wound for wound, bruise for bruise.
在这里面说到以眼还眼，以牙还牙，以手还手，以脚还脚，以烙还烙，以伤还伤，以打还打。
Vengeance, right?
这就是报复。
No,
不是。
This is not about vengeance at all.
这并不是关于这种报仇的事情。
Here is God's character being displayed again.
在这里面神所要让我们知道的是这样。
What he is trying to say here, remember, these are guidelines for the judges, is that the punishment should fit the crime.
其实这些律法是给那些法官的，所以他告诉这些法官，所要给予这个犯罪之人的惩罚是要跟他的罪相当的，不要过犯处罚。
And later on, Jesus was to take that verse, and he was going to tie it into forgiveness.So that we know is not only should the punishment fit the crime, but sometimes you just have to take it for the glory of God and say to yourself, you know, what you've done to me is wrong, but I take this so you understand how much God loves you.
当以后耶稣基督把这个章节放在他的福音里面，是为了告诉那些听众，就说虽然神的公义是让你们这种以眼还眼，以牙还牙。但是当人们冒犯你的时候，耶稣基督希望我们借着神的爱能够原谅那些人。
The emphasis then was on fairness and justice, and today it's about redeeming and saving souls.
那个时候神颁布这个律法是为了公义，而现在当耶稣基督谈这些事情的时候，是因为爱和恩典。
And so the way this works is, let's say a child comes home, and he comes home with a bad grade.
所以我们如果举个例子，如果我们一个小孩回家以后有了一个很差的功课。
Now some parents would say, you know what? You know that you're not supposed to come home with a C.
有些家长会说，你知道你不应该带着这个 C 来回家。
You are grounded forever. You are never going to drive the car again.
你以后不可能再开车了，你完全被那剥夺所有权利。
I'm kidding. I know that's a little harsh, kids. Or perhaps your boss said, you know what? You missed your deadline.
或者说你的老板说，哎，你错过了这个交卷的时候。
You're just the most useless employee I know.
你是我看到的最没有用的职员。
You're fired.
你被解雇了。
Now, is that fair? Perhaps you have...Work for a company for 12, 13, 14 years, and because you miss one deadline, you get fired?
我们看这样公平喽？公平吗？我们为着这个工作了几十年，就是因为错过了这么一个日期，我们就被解雇了。
Or perhaps a child has had straight A's for most of their life, and they bring home one C.
那个小孩可能每其他的课，所有的课都是 A, 就是因为这一次只有拿了一个 C 回家。
Does that mean they should be denied privileges for 90 days?
难道这个就能够让这个小孩被处罚90天吗？
Now, kids, I'm not giving your parents ideas. I don't know. I don't know the answers to those questions.
我们并不知道这些问题的答案，小孩子也不需要把这个去问你的父母。
But I do want you to think about this.
但是我希望大家能够思考这件事情。
And I want you to look beyond what's written there about the law, because that's what the Jews paid attention to. They said, the law says this, so this is what's going to do. This is what we're going to do. They didn't say, this is what God's intention is.
我希望大家能够看过以色列人所超过以色列人所看的，因为以色列人仅仅是专注在这个律法上面，律法这样说，律法那样说，以色列人并没有真正了解神的心意。
We're not going to go through the third point today because I want you to tell you a story that I hope brings some of this together for you so you understand what to do with this chapter.
我今天没有一道一道的讲，因为我想跟大家讲一个故事，希望这个故事能够把我所讲的每个要点都能结合起来，让大家能够真正的理解神的心意。
This is a true story.
这是一个真实的故事。
It's called, the kids call it blue eyes and brown eyes.
孩子们管这个故事叫做蓝色的眼睛和棕色的眼睛。
Yes, I'm not sure how to say blue eyes and brown eyes, but yes, good. Thank you. The name of the story is, and the book is called A Class Divided.
这是关于一个被分裂的一个教室，一个教堂教室里面的孩子的事情。
And it's about a third grade teacher in Riceville, Iowa.
这是关于一个三年级的一个老师，这是在一个爱娃一个州，伊安华州的学校。
Who tried to change the whole country, beginning with her third grade students.
希望能够改变整个一个社会，而从他这个三年级这个课堂开始。
And she ended up making a lot of changes in a time when people needed to know what to do about racial discrimination.
在那个时候，她做了很多的事情，就引发了大家很多的思考，关于那时候在美国种族问题的思考。
Some of the kids have actually seen this film. It was a true story. It was aired by PBS many years ago in the 70s and 80s.
这个故事已经被 PBS 拍成电影，所以我们有些孩子能够看了那个电影，那个真的那个题目叫什么？
And the reason she did it is Martin Luther King was assassinated, and this was a white teacher in Riceville, Iowa.
这个是一个关于这个老师在这个爱华州这个学校三年级的故事。
And so she decided, that's it. My kids are going to learn about racial discrimination because what has happened here in the United States.This is back in the 60s and 70s, she said, is ungodly.
当大家在关于学习这个马丁路德金的时候呢，这个老师就决定我要教这个小孩关于这个美国这个种族歧视在60年代、70年代所发生的事情，因为这个事情是完全是不是神的心意，是不属神的事情。
Now, before I continue on, how many adults here have seen this film called A Class Divided? Okay, I've got one.
我们有一些大人们也看了这部电影。
Okay, so most of you haven't seen it before.
我们有只有几个人看过。
So briefly, this is what happened. That third grade teacher, she says, you know what? She came to the classroom and she said, today we're going to play a game. For 2 days, we're going to play this game.
所以这个老师到了上课的时候，就对这个课堂里面的学生说，我们要玩一个游戏，这个游戏要持续两天。
Today we're going to pretend that the people with blue eyes are better than everybody else.
我们今天呢，我们就是假装我们这个所有有蓝眼睛的这个人呢，都比其他的人要高贵要好。
But first, she asked her third graders, "What's the most important thing we should know about the way we treat each other?"
但是更重要的是，她是想教小孩子怎样的去与其他的人来交往，如何的去对待那些人。
And you know what the kids said?
小孩子怎么说呢？
Love your neighbor as yourself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
爱人如己，你如果让别人怎么坐在你身上，你就先坐在其他人身上，这都是圣经教的。
And then the third grade teacher looked the kids in the eye and she says, I don't think you believe that.
这个老师对那些孩子说，我不认为你们相信这些事情。
So today, all the people who have brown eyes or don't have blue eyes are going to wear a collar. They're going to wear a blue collar.
所以那些没有蓝眼睛的孩子们，不管你的眼睛是棕色的或是其他颜色的，你要穿一个蓝色的衣服。
Because they're not as good as the people with blue eyes.
因为你们不如那些有蓝色眼睛的小孩。
And the people with blue eyes will have extra time at recess, and they at lunchtime they can go back for seconds and thirds.
因为那些有蓝色眼睛的小孩呢，他们有一些特权，他们可以就是有更多的时间去玩。
The people with brown eyes, or if they don't have blue eyes, they have to stay inside because they're lazy.
那些不是蓝色小孩，蓝色眼睛的小孩呢，就必须待在这里面，因为那些小孩很懒。
And they are not allowed to get seconds or thirds at lunchtime because they eat too much anyway.
他们不能在吃午餐的时候有吃更大的甜点，因为他们吃了本身就吃了很多。
How do you think the people with brown eyes or who didn't have blue eyes felt that first day?
我们可以想象一下那些没有蓝色眼睛的小孩可以怎样的反应。
Those kids were miserable.
那些孩子们非常非常的痛苦。
And the kids with blue eyes made fun of them.
那些有蓝色眼睛的小孩呢，开始取笑那些其他的小孩。
And you know what the third grade teacher said? She says, I couldn't believe how quickly my third graders, my nice little pure third graders, could become Nazis.
那个老师就说，你没办法相信我们那些天真的三年级的小孩，在这么短的时间里面就变成了像纳粹党一样的人。14
years later, some of them said, you know, teacher, I went home that night and I hated you, and I hated the day, and I hated life.
有些小孩在14年以后对老师说，当那一天我回家以后，我真是恨死你了，恨死那一天了。
But then there was tomorrow.
然后是另外一天。
On the next day, she said, you know, third graders, I lied to you.
第二天那个老师就说，哎，孩子们，我说谎了。
The people with brown eyes are actually smarter.
那些有棕色眼睛的孩子呢，其实更聪明。
This was just an exercise, and so now I want you to see how lazy the people with blue eyes are.
那现在呢，我让想让你们，我们一起去锻炼身体，我让你们看看那些有蓝色眼睛的小孩是如何的懒。
And so the people with blue eyes got the collars.
所以那个有蓝色眼睛的小孩呢，就戴上了那个标志。
And they got treated badly.
那天他们就会受到虐待。They
got made fun of.
他们也被嘲笑。At
lunchtime, they couldn't go back for seconds.
在吃午餐的时候，他们也不可能去第二次。At
recess, they could not play at recess.
在出门游戏的时候，他们也不能出去游戏。And
then the people with brown eyes got special attention from the teacher. She gave them a special tutoring session in math and English that day in the class.
所以那些有棕色眼睛的小孩就给老师一个条子，说他们怎样的爱那一天。老师给那些棕色小孩特别的加餐。
And then the teacher said, the next day, the exercise is over.
然后老师就说，第二天再没有这些事情，结束了。And
do you know those kids ripped those collars off of their necks?
所以那些小孩子就把那些身上戴的那些标志就一下子给撕下来。They
were so happy because you see they had been enslaved by those rules, and now there was no more slavery. There were no more rules. There was only love coming from the teacher. And they were so happy.
因为那些小孩那两天，不管是蓝色眼睛的小孩，还是棕色眼睛的小孩，他们就觉得那些条规是像他们在条规下像是奴隶一样。所以他们当这些条规被废除的时候，他们完完全全得到了自由，只是在老师的爱下面。
You know, 14 years later, those kids probably didn't remember what happened to them in the fourth grade. They probably didn't remember what happened to them in the fifth grade, but they remembered those 2 days in the third grade for 14 years, and they came back and had a reunion to tell the teacher what they did about those 2 days.
那些小孩子到14年以后，他们可能不记得4年级发生的事情，也不记得5年级发生的事情，但是这3年级这2天发生的事情，牢牢地印在他们脑海里面。
Now, here's the two amazing things about this, and that's why this ties into the lesson today.
这就是我想要告诉大家的和今天这个
What was the first thing the teacher asked both of the students, the third grade students, brown eyes and blue eyes, on the first day? He asked them, how do you treat your neighbor?
我们记得当的老师第一天问那些小孩，不管是有蓝色眼睛还是棕色眼睛的小孩，怎样的去对待他们的周围邻居的时候。
None of those children remembered that lesson when they were in charge and they were told that they were better than the other children.
当爱人如己这件事情，当其实如果小孩觉得自己是人家的总管或者是比别人更好的时候，他们没有办法来理解这件事情。
They were so focused on the rules, they forgot that, you know, I know what it's like to be treated badly, I am not going to treat my fellow third grader badly.
他们是这样的关注那些条规，就是要爱人如己这样的一个条规，但是他们真正在心里所要想的就是我不希望别人这样的粗暴的待我，或者这样不好的待我，所以我也不会这样的去待我周围的小孩子。
They were so focused on the rules, they forgot to love their brother.
他们如果是关注在这些条规上面，他会忘记掉怎样的去爱他的弟兄、他的姐妹。
And you know what the frightening thing about that was, this experiment?
我们大家知道这个关于这个实验有趣的事情、有趣的结果吗？
One of the third grade students said, you know,I enjoyed feeling like a king and having people do whatever I say. That was such a thrill.
一个小孩说啊，在那两天我就觉得自己是个国王一样，就是这些人为我服务。
It was ungodly.
这不是神所希望。
But do you want to know something? And this is the amazing thing. They studied these kids, what happened to them after they had just these 2 days. And she did this with all her third grade students. But just for those 2 days, they sent the studies on these kids afterwards to Stanford University.
他们其实专家们也做了对这些小孩子有了随后的调查，而这个老师呢，就是在这些孩子三年级的时候做了这两天的事情，这些小孩有的去进了耶鲁大学。
As a result of going through this exercise, the kids who went through this exercise did significantly better academically than the other.Children at the school, not just for a couple of days after the experiment, but for an entire year, their learning ability had been changed in 24 hours. And Stanford University told the third grade teacher, that's impossible. But it was true. They improved their learning ability for a whole year as a result of that experiment.
当耶鲁大学的研究员研究这些孩子的时候，他告诉这个老师，仅仅这两天的这个实验，也就是这48小时的这个实验，让这些孩子的这个学习的能力比其他的孩子提高了非常非常多。所以这两天的实验，并不仅仅在这个两天内教育了这个小孩子，所有的这个效果持续了很长很长时间。
And you see, this is the whole point about this passage. The Israelites are going to fail to keep these laws.
这段章节的中心就是以色列人注定要失败，如果他们仅仅是要遵循这些律法的话。
Because God has a better way for us in Christ.
但是神为他们预备了更好的方法。
And I'm sorry that we skipped the third point, but I think you're probably happy about that, so we can bring this to a close. Let's go to the last slide.
我们没有更多的谈第三点，我们直接就来看我们最后一节。
So what God does is through His Holy Spirit, He helps us to keep the intention of the Ten Commandments and the Case Laws.
神的目的是通过这个实践，让我们可以看到他的制定律法的目的。
You see, the Israelites, they became slaves to the law.
但是不幸的是，我们看到以色列人成为律法的奴隶。
And we also became slaves to sin, just like they are.
我们以前也是罪的奴隶，就像他们一样。
But God has given us freedom in Christ.
但是神借着耶稣基督给了我们自由。
Because God's purpose was never to burden His people, but to show them how to live with wisdom and understanding of His character.
因为神从来不愿意把重担放在我们肩上，而是让我们用智慧和理解来了解神的本性。
To live with love and obedience and applying the intention of the laws.
当我们发现神给这些律法的目的的时候，我们是通过爱和顺服来了解。
Jesus said, "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments."
耶稣基督说，如果你爱我的话，就遵守我的律法。
Now, regarding the boundaries and following the law's principles, I'm going to let you finish that study yourself.
关于我们如何在 顺服这个律法的时候有的界限，我让大家自己去学习。
We're talking primarily there about spiritual boundaries.
我们主要是讨论关于灵界的这个界限。
If you don't know Christ today, you can be free of living the way you live now.
如果你们知道我们认识了耶稣基督，我们今天会得到自由。
You have the opportunity to live the way God always intended.
我们可以有着这么个机会来活在神里面。
And if you are a Christian, I hope something has changed in your life today or your thinking because of what you've heard.
如果我们是基督徒的话，我们希望大家从今天开始就能一个改变，是通过我们所听见的，经过我们所思想的，经过我们所学习的。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, thank you for this time that we've had together to look at your word and to look at a very challenging passage in scripture.
天主耶稣，我们谢谢你给我们这么一段时间，主一道来学习你的话语，看到我们在顺服着律法的时候有很多的难处。
Help us to understand from your word not only what you have said, but what the intention is for our lives.
帮助我们了解你所给我们制定的律法，你所给我们的话语，让我们真正的了解你制定这些律法的目的是什么。
And may you be glorified in the way we respond.
主啊，让我们能够真正的来了解你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.